This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, a couple hours left in the show. We'll open it up to your calls. And I know we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ann is in Maine.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I am an avid listener, and I received some amaryllis bulbs from my father-in-law, a passion he's had for many years. I do have one that has a volunteer bulb off the main bulb.
Okay.
And it is now blooming.
Perfect.
Not my regular, not the mother bulb, but the yep. side bulb is blooming. What do I do after it has bloomed and it's gone by?
Well,
do I separate
okay.
it?
So yes, there is a way to separate the bulbs because that will happen. Basically, the large bulb is the mother bulb, and then they have the babies on the sides. So it can be cut. What you want to do is you want to be able to have like a container ready for when you put when you separate them to get them into soil, because what it's doing, it's helping with like transplant shock, right?
Okay.
You want to get it into nice rich soil to get it ready to go. excuse me. You're basically getting the two bulbs, and you can cut it down the side where the two bulbs meet. You can almost
okay.
see the difference in the two bulbs. You can just get a nice sharp knife
mm-hmm.
and cut straight down on the side, or it might even be at an angle to go with the side of the bulb. But this
yes,
is something that you... This is the way you would do it. Just, cut it down, and then you can put it into some soil to get that going. I know, it needs to go into its dormancy period at this point, too. So we're kind of like on that in between. But I would still plant this because usually with like an amaryllis bulb, if you're looking to get it to come back the next season, you kind of let it go dormant, put it
right.
in like a box in some peat moss, and just kind of let it go. On this one,
I've been keeping them in dirt throughout the year because I take
yeah.
them outside during the summer.
So perfect. Just get it ready into a container, into some dirt then, because you want it to be able to get in, start putting its own roots in there because it is feeding off of the larger bulb at this
right.
point. So what I would look to do is use something along the lines of like the Protolizer from Natural Alternative, or some sort of like a plant starter, almost like the Biotone from Espoma.
Okay.
That type of thing to really help with that transplant shock. That's going to be the biggest thing to look at with this. That's the biggest, like, challenge. The cutting it and putting it into soil, that's pretty easy compared to, you know, wanting to make sure the roots start the right way. So that's why I would recommend using the Protolizer or, like, a Biotone just to help with that root shock.
All right. Okay. Wonderful.
So it is, it's, you know, it is pretty simple once you kind of look at it, but you just, the cutting is probably the most nerve wracking of it because you don't want to cut into the big part or the little part, you know, but you can see where it separates and that's where you're going to cut it.
Okay. Wonderful. I do have one other question.
Sure.
I also have a I have two clivias and they have not been blooming, or when they do bloom, the stem is very short. And it blooms, like, right in the leaves.
Okay. And what have you, done to it? Have you fertilized anything along those lines?
Miracle-Gro.
Okay. Are you just using, the green and yellow box?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to see done is... get something that has a little bit more strength in the middle number with the phosphorus.
Okay.
Or looking at getting something that's like a 20-20-20. And I know Miracle-Gro, that green and yellow used to be 20-20-20. I'm not sure if it's the same any longer. But take a look at it. You want to have the more nutrients in it to try and push it. Okay?
All right.
So they do need that cold period for like 25 to 30 days, and that are you giving it that cold period?
No, I know nothing about clivia. Someone gave it to me.
Okay.
I separated them. There was two together.
Okay. All right. So here's one thing I'd like to see you do. Then you need to get it so it's in the temperatures about 40 to 60 degrees. It needs like a dormant period for like a month, let's say.
Does it have to be dark?
It doesn't have to be dark, right?
Okay.
It just needs to be cold, like colder than the house would be. So, but you don't want it to freeze, right? So between 40 and 60 degrees is what you're looking for.
All right.
At that point, then you're going to want to bring it out, slowly getting the, you know, increasing the temperatures, getting into the 60s, and, you know, getting it into the normal temperatures you would in the house. And then at that point, you know, increase the watering, because when it's in that cold period, you're not going to need to water as much. You're not going to need to really do much to it. Because it's going dormant. It's resting, if you will. It's getting ready to get to that next level with the flowering. Then once you've brought it out of that cold period after a month, use something with a high phosphorus level of fertilizer. So like a bloom booster type, if you were going to go with the Miracle-Gro type product. They have a purple box. Yeah. That middle number is heavier. So you would use that as to help force the plant to push more growth and more the flower to it, because phosphorus will help with the roots and then it will help with the shoots and push the flowers to it. And then once it starts to grow its flower stem, the blossom stem, then you would just go back to using the regular Miracle-Gro. You just want it like an all-purpose type fertilizer to get it through every couple weeks while it's producing the flower and then blooming for you. But the key thing with the clivia is the cold period for about a month. It just needs...
Can it stay in like a light room?
Well, so it can...
Or should be in not total darkness, but a darker room?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in like a full sun because the full sun is going to warm it up.
Gotcha.
And not get it to that. That you want to keep it below 60 but above 40. So, you know, maybe it's a garage that is not heated but it doesn't get freezing in there. Maybe it's like a basement and like the bulkhead. Those types of things. You just need that cold period to have its dormancy. It's like a... It's like when we get bulbs in for spring blooming, we plant them in the fall. We're doing the same thing there. It's just they need a longer period, whereas the Clivia only needs about a month of that cold period.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
And I think that
thank you very much for your help today.
No problem. I think doing those few things is really going to help you be successful with the Clivia.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You have a great one, Ann.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're starting to, you can definitely look outside and see that snow is coming in the area. It's going to get a little bit colder and then start to snow a little bit later today, so get ready for it. But if you have some questions that we can try and think spring, think warmer thoughts, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm glad I hung on for the last caller, because they were calling about a clivia.
Yep.
This is not... But what had happened is about 2 or 3 years ago, we had it split, and the new plant sprung a flower, but it hasn't flowered since. So it's almost like maybe I've got to give it a kick or something here to cause the flower buds to develop. So and it's really in a cool place all the time. Okay, so it's not really a place where it's hot. You know, like during the summer. So I'm just curious. But the other thing I wanted to ask you is this. I have a box of last year's potatoes just sitting in the dark. Well, the reds have all sprouted shoots 6 to 12 inches, and the Yukons have just got buds. Now what the heck do I do with the potatoes?
Okay. So the... So let's start with the clivia, right?
Sure.
What I'd like to see done is if they're in the colder period, they need the heat. They need that warmth to push the flowers, right?
So
you need to increase the temperature and get it, I would say, above, you know, high 60s.
Okay.
And the time to... you know, get it to bloom is usually in February and March. So we're in that time frame. So if it's been in the cold, you can now warm it up, right? Get it into a warmer area, and then start the watering, do the fertilization program with the high phosphorus.
Sure.
And then get it into the regular all-purpose fertilizer.
Okay.
I think that will help push what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yep. Now, as far as the potatoes.
Yep.
And we've talked about this a number of times with potatoes of growing them in containers, right?
Yeah.
Just using the different containers and build up around it. You could start right now, as long as you can get it in a sunny area, to get it going. If not, I'd almost try and keep it in a cool area, maybe like a garage, okay, something like that, to slow them down a little bit. I think part of maybe like some of the heat from the house, or just, you know, even after it snowed, the days were warming up. So it could be that as well.
Okay.
That's going on to slow them down. But I mean, you could start them now. There's no saying that you can't.
Okay. All right. But that's what I'll do. I'll put them out in the garage for a while, because it's really a long way off before we do any really gardening outside, because the ground is still solid.
Yeah, no, it's only going to get, I think, more solid as we go on here. Just looking at the forecast, the temperatures, etc., we're in for some more winter here.
Oh, I'm pretty, well, who is it? The groundhog saw a shadow. So guess what?
Six more weeks. Definitely.
Okay, well, I'm glad. All right, well, you take good care, and hope to be able to get to talk to you next week. Take
Definitely.
Care.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a great one.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have another call on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes. Catherine's in Marshfield. We are about on the break.
Yep. I just want to bring Catherine on real quick, and then we'll hit the break. So, Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the garden. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I hope you are, too. You don't sound too good.
My allergies are kicking up, even with the winter. I have it all winter long. It's not fun.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'll make it quick with the break. We had such drought in Massachusetts this year, probably other places too, but I have these huge rhododendrons, and they suffered tremendously. I lost a lot of leaves, and some of the branches died back. Any thoughts how I can rehab them in the spring?
I definitely have some thoughts on what we can do this spring, so hang tight with me. So when we hit the break here, after the break, I'll give you all that information, because I think you're not the only one in this in this issue. So hang tight with me. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Asfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Asfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers are saying that relief should be targeted as President Biden moves forward with a coronavirus relief bill worth nearly $2 trillion. The package includes direct payments of $1,400 to millions of Americans. Republicans pitched a much smaller proposal that was rejected by the White House. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi spoke on Fox.
And it really seemed like the president's team, the White House staff, dug in and were adamant in saying, no, it's our way or the highway.
President Biden was asked if the proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would be included in the stimulus package.
That's not going to occur because of the rules in the United States Senate.
He told CBS News he would pursue that in a separate bill. This is USA Radio News. Meteorologists say a disruptive storm is going to dump snow across parts of the interior south and up the eastern seaboard this weekend. They say it won't be a repeat of the blockbuster storm that shattered snowfall records across parts of the east earlier last week. Winter storm warnings were issued from northeastern Georgia all the way to southern New England. Cities in the warning area include Asheville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Providence, Rhode Island. Forecasters say that two separate storms will not merge to produce a powerhouse storm that would cause extreme snowfall rates and blizzard conditions like the last one. Due to the offshore track, the heaviest amounts of snow will be skewed farther to the east compared to the last storm. Forecasters are predicting 3 to 6 inches of snow along the I-95 corridor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Catherine in Marshfield in regards to her rhododendrons, and she was just talking about how she's had some dieback, some issues with all the, you know, the drought that we had. Now, there are a few things we can do to try and rejuvenate these and get them going. You're going to notice some of the branches are just dead, and you're not going to be able to save them. But the dead branches on there are not helping the rest of the plant. What they're doing is they're taking some of the energy away from the living areas. So what I want you to do is, on the branches that don't have leaves, check them. Scratch the bark and see if there's any green underneath them. If there's green underneath them, that means they're viable, so I don't want you to cut them. But if they are brown underneath there, I do want you to cut them, and I'd want you to cut them back to the next living area. So some of these areas might be a lot of the plant, so just, you know, keep in mind that it might shock the plant a little bit. That being said, from there, what I would want you to do is, in this spring, fertilize your rhododendron with Holytone. Okay? Holytone can make a huge difference in your plant, in the rhododendron, in just the season. What I'd also like to see done is using a product called Protolizer. You've probably heard me talk about it a number of times on the show. But Protolizer, what it does, it works with your fertilizer. It's like vitamins for your plant, right? And we're looking to add something to the soil, add something to that. So adding Protolizer and having this Holytone in the spring will work together and help rebuild the root system, just like what you're looking to do. So, you know, you're not the only one out there that's had this issue. I've heard it from a number of people that are having the same type of issue with their rhododendrons. unfortunately, it's just going to it's what happens when there's a drought condition. So I would definitely think about this spring using your watering capabilities with the hose, even if it's a plant that's been there for a good amount of time, because it's still going to need that water. It still needs to help get back into it. We've had enough rain, we've had enough snow over the winter that it, you know, the drought shouldn't be there this spring. But the combination of all those things are definitely going to help this plant come back to life.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Was there any other questions I can help you with?
You know what? Actually, honestly, that is wonderful. You know, I've got a hedge of them, so I yep. really want to, you know, and I prune them regularly. It's getting a little tall for me, but I did have another question. If
sure.
you could give me some advice. I have this horrific bittercress problem in my lawn, in my gravel drive. It's just everywhere. And I've heard something about using corn. Come on, help me here.
Corn gluten?
Yes. I don't like to use chemicals if I don't have to.
Okay.
But it's really becoming a problem, and I'd love to get rid of it.
Okay. So if you want to stick with some of the organic type weed controls, especially like say in the driveway, you were saying it's really bad. You could use the product called Burnout from Bonide.
Okay.
Burnout is a product that it's organic. What it does is it will dry out the it will dry out the plant itself and use the sun as its aid to do this, right? So what it'll do is you spray it, it breaks down the outer coating of the weed itself, and then the sun will burn it from there. So that's one option. Another organic option would be Adios from Natural Alternative. That would be a good one to use. It would be the same thing. It uses the sun, it uses the heat, that type of thing. So that's what. Those are some of the ones that I would use organically.
Yeah, that's great. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, if you say you wanted to, you know, get it a little bit, a little more into the synthetic type chemical, right? Something that you can use on the grass, because you did say it's kind of taken over on the lawn,
yeah,
as well. You know, and this would be a synthetic product, but there is a product out there called BK32 brush beater that you could use. That's a heavy dose of getting the weeds. The other one that might be easier, you can attach to the hose, would be weed beater. From Bonide, that can go right onto the.
I've used that for Creeping Charlie.
Yep.
So that's good.
You could be doing the same type of thing with this, spraying over the lawn the same way. What I'd also, just as a side note to it, what could be happening is with the lawn, there could be something else going on, right? There could be a pH issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be probably adding some lime to the soil, adding something to make the soil a little richer for a lawn. The lawn needs a 6.5 to a 6.8 pH. Weeds thrive on very bad soil. And so
okay.
You might need to do something to add to that pH to bring it up. One thing, and this is, you know, going to a little bit more in detail, but getting like a soil sample done to see what you can do to bring that pH up, what you can
yeah.
do as well with the rest of it, because It's one thing to get rid of it, but if you just don't do anything other than kill it, other weeds might come back.
Right.
Right? So that's why I suggest the soil sample, because I think knowing what's going on underneath there will tell you what you need to add. The pH, bringing that up, is just simple with lime. They have fast-acting lime now where you can put it down and it doesn't take 6 months to work. It can go down as little as 6 weeks, six-week intervals. But it's going to that next step to help you be successful with the lawn and getting rid of it.
Yeah, the long term, right. And I have heard you mentioning soil testing, and I think I'm going to do that. I haven't done that in quite a few years, and I think that's a prudent thing to do. So thank you.
No problem. All right, Catherine. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. And
you as well. Thank you for all you do. Have a good
day.
No
problem. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Lee is in Ohio.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. What was the name of the show? I just happened to turn you on. What is it?
It's the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Okay, good. Hey, this is my question. Maybe you can help me. I would like to take a trimming from a fruit tree, several different ones, and try and clone it, get roots on it. And do you know anything about cloning?
Yeah, I mean, what type of fruit tree is it?
Several different ones. I like, there's a fig that I really want to get when I get out there, and there's a peach that I'd like to get, and there's an apple and an apricot. So these are some of the ones. And then the hardwoods would be, I'd like to try a eucalyptus and another hardwood, which I can't remember its name. But they're, they're obviously a different animal altogether.
Yeah, they definitely. So I think the easiest way for propagating like fruit trees, and I think that's what we can talk about, is like from cutting, right?
Yes.
Not all plants can get the, can do it, but I think what we're looking at with the peach, the apple, you can do some cuttings with that. We're looking to get cuttings, we're not looking at like small cuttings. We're not looking at like an inch or two. We're looking at like 4 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more to it. And you want to make sure you have some of the leaf nodes, usually like 2 to 3 leaf nodes, where it's like that little bump out on the branch where a leaf would pop out. Okay. So those would be the ones that I would look to get. Again, like 4 to 6 inches.
What's the thickness diameter?
It doesn't have to be like huge, but you could probably get like maybe like a quarter of an inch. Nothing huge to it.
So under a Sharpie thickness, a Sharpie pen, underneath that thickness.
Yeah, but maybe a little bit bigger.
Okay.
I'm just, if you were to look at the tip of the Sharpie, it's really, it'd be small. I'd be looking more towards, like, the back of the Sharpie. So, like a quarter of an inch to a little bit more. Because you want it to be a little bit stronger, right? So, what you want to do is you want to take these in the spring, so early, before blossoms have appeared. This is going to be your best bet to do this. So,
okay.
Peach and the apple, you want to do those earlier, right?
So
cut
that'd be
it.
Like, that'd be right now then for me. When you say earlier,
in Ohio, the last frost is probably, what, the beginning of May?
This is going to be when I'm out in L.A., which is either later this month.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it's probably going to be almost springtime, but I don't know.
Yeah, no. So that changes some things. So you could do that sooner. You don't want the plant to have the flowers yet.
Okay.
You can have them have some buds on them. right? But you just don't want them to have flowered yet.
Okay.
So if you're going to take some time before, getting into the ground, that type of thing, you want to wrap them in a moist paper towel until you really plant them. Sometimes roots can take about a month on these cuttings, on some softwood, some hardwood, and some semi-hardwood. They can take some time. Hardwood cuttings, I've read anywhere from, they can go all the way up to 4 months to root. So, it can take some time. But the cutting is the way to go. So I got to hit a break here, but I want you to hang tight so we can go more into this. Because we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg here. So when we get back from the break, we'll go over a little bit more and we'll go from there. So anybody else with questions, call us at 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Lee. He was talking about propagating some fruit trees and some different things. A lot of the items are softwood cuttings. So we had talked about the softwood cuttings being done in spring, so before it starts to flower, before it starts to push those flowers. So we're definitely, for you going to LA and doing it, you're probably right around now, that type of area. So let's get into the steps of what to do. And this is just one way to propagate, okay? So as I said, about 6 inches of the branch that you're going to use, making sure that you have a few of the leaf nodes. I like to do 3 to 4. If they have leaves popping on them, that's okay. We just don't want it to flower yet. So the area where that you've cut is going to be obviously the place where you place into the soil. What you're looking for is a rooting medium, something that is a little bit lighter, something that will has like some peat moss and perlite, that type of thing. You can put it in like a tray or a container. What I like to do first is water that soil before I place anything in it, because it's going to hold the branches that you put in there a little bit easier. Then from there, what you're going to want to do is cut all the leaves off from the lower part of that cutting. You can leave like the top ones on, but maybe the lower 2 to 3 inches, because you're going to stick that into the soil. What I like to do at that point is, if the the cutting has been out of the ground for a good amount of time, I like to make a small fresh cut on the bottom so it has it can open its pores a little bit, because I would like to use like a rooting hormone, like a powdered rooting hormone, and place that end of the branch into it so it coats the bottom. It's usually like a white powder. You would just gently tap it to just get rid of any excess. From there, you put it into this tray about 2-3 inches into the soil. Push the soil around it to hold it. What I would like to see done from there is misting the cuttings with, you know, a mister instead of heavy watering it. You can actually get some sort of covering for the tray, like a plastic pot or, you know, plastic bag, because we're trying to create like a greenhouse effect in there to help bring in sunlight and get it warm. We want it to be like 70 degrees in there. Okay. The next thing you're going to look is in about 3 to 4 weeks, you're then going to be trying to pull the cutting out of the soil and see if there's some resistance to it, right? If there is some resistance, that means the roots are starting to form. They're starting to get there. From there, once the roots have started to form, then you can plant them into their own pots. Right? I like to put it in just like a big tray to try it out with all the different ones, kind of label the lines of knowing which one's which, but then put it into the individuals to get them to grow in their own pot. And sometimes it can take up to about a year before you want to bring it and plant it into the soil to get going, because it's going to take some time for this to really work. Okay. And then through this whole process, obviously you're watering, getting it there, but the greenhouse effect is going to help it to warm it up, to help push some of those root systems in there. So, you know, it's like a 8 to 10 step process, but at the end of it, if you're looking to, you know, get a bunch of them, definitely try it out.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. Is it close to the same thing with hardwood, or is it different for hardwood?
So the hardwood cuttings you want to do in midsummer to late summer. You would do all the same things. It's just when you take the cuttings. Okay, so hardwood cuttings are midsummer to late summer. Semi-hardwood is going to be during early summer. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Lee, you have a great one. Everybody else, we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.